And up next, it's Bathrob Spears Broadsides. Flashback time. It's Thursday, and today is the 21st of May, if you're listening to this on the same time as I'm recording it. But whenever you're listening to it, it's all pretty much flashback. The flashback is going back to, if I'm not mistaken, looks like May 28th, 2017. And it's a long show. I think this is a time when we were searching for a studio, and I encourage you to ignore all appeals for a studio, and you certainly are invited to be sympathetic to and get involved with the free radio remains of collective as we are. You call me on the Huff line, though that's the only number that I'm aware of in this nearly 10-year-old flashback is actually still working, or reliably goes where it says it's supposed to go. That's 831-423-4833. 831-423-4833. If you got anything you want to say about this netcast, maybe compliments, criticism, additions, give a call and I will attempt to put it up on a future broadcast or a netcast. So the actual show begins with a little kind of prologue, which I guess, for some reason I kept it on, or maybe it just happened to got stuck on at the beginning of a capture of the show. It's George Carlin, and I believe there's even a Tom Lehrer number. These are both, one's a comic singer, satirist, the other is, of course, a famous, if you're alive during the 70s, Seven Dirty Words comic. Shit, piss, fuck, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits. And I think I'm missing two of them. In any case, then we get into the survival sleepers, who are the sleepers who are actually really homeless, not just a bunch of middle-class wannabes trying to do something good for their, to pad their resumes or to feel better about the people outside that they really felt they couldn't help that much. I'm one of those. Not the ones outside, but the ones not being able or willing to help that much. But I do a lot of writing about it, and I guess that's supposed to be helpful or do something. Who knows? In any case, the survival sleepers were people who kind of began clustering after the armory winter shelter had closed, and there was no shelter to be had. City provided shelter, that is, and there was a sleeping ban, as there still is, although the wording has changed. The word sleep was discreetly removed from the ban. It's just they had to go after you for camping, not sleeping, you see. But they are still doing so. In fact, they do so on Coral Street with some noxious and obscene regularity in front of the, you got it, the Housing Matters. I call it Funding Matters, complex there. So the survival sleepers gathered under the eaves of City Hall, and they became 10, 15, 20 strong. And there were also a continued Tuesday night sleepouts by us middle class folks who slept out on the sidewalk right outside the City Hall complex because the city was now more seriously enforcing its use a pillow, go to jail thing. If you were sleeping, but they didn't use that law. They used this is a closed property at night. This is a campus, City Hall, you know, the center of government that at least the grounds are supposed to be open to the community. If they want to have a protest activity there, they're supposed to be protected by the First Amendment's right to peacefully assemble, to petition the government for a redress of grievances, as some may remember that part of the First Amendment. A lot of interview going on with a particular survival sleeper who was also a freedom sleeper. And that was a group that came back every Tuesday night. Survival sleepers stayed through the week. Freedom Sleep Out 99 apparently was coming right up. And the woman who gets a lot of airtime, or mic time anyway, in this particular edition here, is Sherry Cherie, who died some years later. She was a Huff member. She was a laughing and person of some weight. And I don't just mean she was chubby. I mean she had a lot of passion to her, and you get to hear that. I think there's at least an hour of her on this particular audio. So she gives a lot of descriptions of what's going on under my ruthless interrogation. And other people among the survivor sleepers and sympathizers are also spoken to. Lighthouse Linda LeMaster gets the opportunity to present some of her views on the client. She believes a client network needs to be established. We talk to medical workers. We talk to Chief. We talk to Professor Highspeed. Talk to backstory Brent Adams. A lot of music by Ryan Harvey. Then there's a long flashback within the flashback to the 1990 court trial. I'm not sure who it was. I suspect it was one of the Wanton Dave or Wanton Dave Jacobs or Red Top Robert Flory, Lighthouse Linda Edwards, who were regular CD, civil disobedience sleepers on the street, but also because they really didn't have a chance. So there was a good argument for them to use the necessity defense, though that was rarely used. Anyway, you get to hear Ray in the court. I think it's the court of, it could be the court of, like we called him Mad Dog, and then later in his career, Meat Grinder Mulligan, who we thought was more effective to use the meat grinder metaphor because he sort of churned out sausage fines, financial fines like a sausage, chopping up the homeless to create that, metaphorically speaking, of course. And we have more by Cherie Cherie, an interview with Katzenjammer Keith McHenry, as I every so often call him, by phone, and finally, who a woman then is partner and an activist of some courage and some focus and intensity, Abby Samuels. So I will be giving, I hope, putting together more of a description of this lengthy episode within the next week or two. And you can find it on the Huff website by going to the Huff blog. And it'll be there, probably under full blog. Got highlights and full, I think, is the way it is. More accurately, I think there's the Hot Issues archive and the full blog archive. Go to the full blog archive to find more detailed descriptions of the shows. And eventually particularly for flashbacks, there's a special series of descriptions for flashbacks that are at the in the show section of the Huff website, which is under the name of the show, Bath Robespierre's Broadsides, and it's flashback replays listing at the very end of that section. So that's pretty much it. Huff continues to meet regularly and invites you to come every Thursday, 1:30 to 3:30, Santa Cruz Homeless Union meets every Wednesday from 3:30 to 5. Huff on Thursday meets at the Sub Rosa Cafe next to the Bike Church, which is on 703 Pacific. Santa Cruz Homeless Union meets at the Red Church at Cedar and Lincoln in the little red room at the back, which a fireside room is what it's called. So that's about it. Listen in, and I don't want to say thrilled to tales of yesteryear, but I think that we need to have such a period repeated to sort of wake up the dead consciences of the community and our own consciences as well, which have taken quite a beating with the live, us watching without flinching, the endless murders that are happening live streamed from Gaza and funded by our taxpayer dollars. It's kind of strange saying it sort of has a dead tone as I say it, because it can't possibly contain all the pain and anguish that actually should go with that. That's why we need to restore and reawaken our consciences. And I don't really know how. If you do, give me a call, 423-4833.